Emmy Wilson Burkus, or Butter, as she's best known, loves film, and for the past 5 years she's brought her passion for cinema to a fascinating series at Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem. It's called Faith in Films, with free screenings and discussions every Sunday in February, beginning at 2 o'clock. This Sunday is Ross McElwee's Time Indefinite. Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man is the following weekend, and this season, Errol Morris's Gates of Heaven and French filmmaker Chris Marker's Sans Soleil round out the series, which this year will explore the relationship of cinema to religion as a co-belief system. Butter selected Duke Professor of Fiction and Nonfiction Filmmaking Gary Hawkins to give the pre-screening lectures and to moderate discussions following each film. Gary is the screenwriter on Joe, a motion picture produced in the fall of 2012, directed by David Gordon Green and starring Nicolas Cage. Butter says that with his vast experience in filmmaking, teaching, and writing about film, Gary will provide Centenary moviegoers with the perfect insider's look at film.
We are so fortunate to have Gary agree to do this. He's very busy right now. He's got a full load teaching, and then he's working on film projects right now. He does a lot of writing. He's been published in the Oxford American, Garden and Guns, and even Paris Match.
Gary, currently working on this issue of faith as relates to film. Talk about that aspect of what he's doing and what he's getting out of this series.
Gary is doing a lot of writing now. And one of the things that has always been of interest to him is religion and film. And he has been working on a book for a long time about the nature of faith and the nature of the way we humans deal with life and death issues. So there are films that he has targeted that he feels are really compelling in terms of dealing with these kinds of issues. And so the four films he selected, he uses in his curriculum at Duke every single year. They're films that he feels like are very important and demonstrate different ways people think of their spirituality and the decisions they make day in and day out, what motivates them. And at the core of it is life and death, really, in all four of these films.
I mean, I've always thought the role of the church to some degree is to prepare us for the inevitable and help us through those times, and I guess just give it some perspective that we're all going to die at some point. And the film series, really, what's your take on that?
One great thing about film is it is accessible to so many people. It works on so many levels. And because it's visual, you know, it's an easy thing for people of all different perspectives to view and then to discuss because, you know, people are really going to disagree about Grizzly Man, and a lot of people thought he was really harming the grizzlies by being so close to them. Other people, in terms of Gates of Heaven, or might say, gosh, what a silly thing. But at the core of it is this yearning for love and for connection with another being and the loss of that. And certainly Ross McElwee in Time Indefinite is right there dealing with the very same issues.
Butter Burkus. This year, she hands the reins of Centenary United Methodist Church's Faith in Film series to Duke Professor of Fiction and Nonfiction Filmmaking Gary Hawkins. Faith in Films, with free screenings and discussion every Sunday in February beginning at 2 o'clock, kicks off this Sunday at Centenary in Winston-Salem with Ross McElwee's Time Indefinite. Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man is the following week, and you'll find links to the complete schedule at wfdd.org/triadarts. Each film in the series is for mature audiences. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.